This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One hates to be anticlimactic right out the gate, but the A-list economic news of this week may not turn out to be all that. Monetary policy is what I'm talking about. Interest rates, of course. The Federal Reserve meets tomorrow and Wednesday, and then will come Super Thursday, when the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, and central banks in Switzerland and Norway will have meetings as well. And as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, best pay attention to what they all say rather than what they do.
Economists are expecting the Fed, the ECB, and the Bank of England to keep rates steady this week, while the bankers who pull the globe's levers of monetary policy try to assess whether they've done enough to slow their economies. Jonathan Wellburn is a senior researcher at the Rand Corporation.
The real challenge here is that the central banks are trying to, on one side, manage the effects of high interest rates, and on the other side, trying to manage the ongoing war with inflation.
How long to keep rates high at the risk of triggering a recession and rising unemployment while trying to reach that 2% inflation target that global central banks favor?
So in terms of those two indicators for the U.S., the employment picture and the inflation picture looks more promising than it has for some time.
Eileen Grable is a professor of international finance at the University of Denver. Unemployment is under 4% and inflation is down to 3.2%.
And I think that that's also the case to a great extent in the Eurozone and also in the Bank of England.
Eurozone inflation is down to under 3%, and the Bank of England, having a bit of a harder time of it, is at 4.6%. Here's the Rand Corporation's Jonathan Wellburn again.
I think that the question for central banks, including the U.S. Federal Reserve, is when to declare victory and whether or not they risk declaring victory too early in the fight against inflation.
So the world's top central bankers are likely to spend this week asking all of us to just chill a bit before getting too excited about rate cuts. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.